The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and I'm Johnny Reinhart, and I'm very excited to be talking with Daniel Wooding. You are the Volunteer Operations Manager for the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. Oh my gosh, hard to believe that it is finally almost here again. And we will say that bummed out about last year not being able to do that. But there's a lot of things in 2020 that bummed us out. But there is some great things happening and things to look forward to and things that are already starting to roll when it comes to volunteering at the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. So, hey, Danielle, tell me a little bit about what's going on with you guys at the volunteer side of the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yesterday, we launched our volunteer registration for the 2022 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. So volunteers now have the opportunity to sign up, and that will be Memorial Day weekend of next year. So that's May 26th through the 29th, 2022. And volunteers now have the opportunity to go online to register.
And you've had, obviously, the past years that we've had the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship at Harbor Shores, this is something that there's a lot of volunteers that are required for this. And there's a lot of people that I guess you'd call seasoned veterans of volunteers that come and do it every single year and look forward to it. And so so you've had how many volunteers so far?
Yeah. So we are very lucky to have a lot of returning volunteers that have come back year after year since 2012, which was our first championship here. Our returning volunteers have had a little while to register, and we're already well over 50% of the way to our ultimate goal, which is 1,300 volunteers for the 2022 championship.
That is a lot of people behind the scenes and people from our community that make things happen. And that's what people may not realize as spectators. How much is involved not only for your organization to be able to plan this when it comes by every other year, but there's a lot involved with when it comes to getting volunteers together and having things go. And you wouldn't be able to do this championship without the volunteers.
Oh, exactly. I mean, our volunteers really are the heart and soul and the behind the scenes that keep our championship running. So without the contribution that we've had year after year, I mean, we just wouldn't be able to do it without their help. So it's essential that we have 1,300 volunteers that come back, most of them year after year, and with the knowledge that they're able to provide from being at past championships. It's helpful to me, it's helpful to the PGA of America, to KitchenAid, and the local community to really showcase Southwest Michigan to the rest of the world, because we do have people that come, players that come from all over the world, mm-hmm. and volunteers that come from all over the country.
Yeah. And it's such a beautiful course. I think of it as like a festival when it comes around, because I've noticed every time I go to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, the amount of golf I actually watch is pales in comparison to the amount of things that I do and activities that are happening. So there's a lot going on, and it's just a wonderful thing for our community to have this every year. And we know that, yeah, like we said, we were bummed out about last year, but we know that 2022 is going to be bigger and better and really, really awesome. So walk me through a little bit for somebody like, well, myself or anybody else that has never volunteered. Talk to me about the process, how it goes, and then also some perks that might be available to volunteers. So first, how do I get started?
Yeah. So the easiest way to get signed up or to register is to go online, which you can go to srpgachampionship.com/attend/2022. That's the easiest way to find the volunteer information. And you'll go online and sign up. So that's the easiest way to get registered. If you have any questions in terms of what committee should I volunteer for, that's exactly what I'm here for. So we have lots of different committees. some that are completely outside, some that are inside if you don't want to deal with the elements of weather that we have. But some of our most important committees, I would say marshals are definitely our largest and most important committee. Those are the folks that are outside, inside the ropes, able to, you know, take care of all our spectators, our contestants, our other volunteers, and they're able to see professional golf while they're out there. And then we have other committees, which are just as important, like our PGA shops, who help run our merchandise and have spectators purchase different gear that they can wear. So we really do have a lot of different committees that people will be able to find a good fit. And I'm here to help you find that good fit in case you need me.
So you walk us through that whole process and kind of you I guess cater it towards whatever they're wanting to do or what makes the best fit for them. Is there age requirement as far as what's the youngest volunteer you've had?
Yeah, so we have junior volunteers. Okay. Those can be from ages 14 to 21 and they're junior standard bearers. So they're inside the ropes with a group of players, keeping track of their score for the public to see. So anybody from the age of 14 to 21, we waive the volunteer registration fee for them. They do get similar perks to our adult volunteers.
Okay.
Then anybody 22 and up can be an adult volunteer and have access to all the different committees.
That's really cool. I just want to be the quiet please guy.
That's a marshal.
That's a marshal?
Yes, that's okay. A marshal.
I don't think I can have an important job like that. I may have to just do something like give me the easiest job or the job that won't make any major mistakes, because I feel like that'd be the job for me. And now that my schedule has changed, maybe that's a possibility that I may have to go and sign up for this. And like you
That'd
said,
great.
Let's talk about flexibility, because like for me, I mean, I think that might work for my schedule, but maybe somebody is looking at, you know, their work schedule and trying to be able to fit this in. How do we go about making that work? Is there flexibility as far as when we can be a volunteer?
Absolutely. Most of our committees operate Thursday through Sunday. Sunday's the last day of the championship, but some of them operate even before the championship starts. So we really are flexible with people's schedules. We operate based off of shift preferences. So our committee chairs will work with their volunteers to try and accommodate their schedule as best as possible. We do have a lot of young professionals who, you know, work more towards the week. So they'll volunteer more on the weekends, and vice versa. We do have, you know, a lot of retired people who will pick up, not the slack, but pick up more of the shifts during the week while other professionals are still at work.
Absolutely. And we know
flexible.
Work flexibility too. I mean, that's been the name of the game lately for people that, you know, maybe they've switched to a work from home schedule, or, you know, you know, it's coming up. It's something you almost could have a volunteer day, or, you know, some businesses will have volunteer flexibility with something like that as well. Now let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk perks here. What are the perks for being a volunteer?
Absolutely. So the volunteer registration fee is $130 plus taxes and fees. And in return for that, and you volunteering for your shifts, you'll get a premium branded golf shirt, as well as a jacket and a hat and a drawstring bag. So that's kind of your volunteer uniform. You'll also receive food and water vouchers for every day that you're volunteering. So you won't have to worry about food, complimentary parking. And then the most important thing I would say is you receive a personalized credential that even when you're not volunteering, you're able to go and watch and spectate. We just ask our volunteers to be ambassadors for the PGA. So even if you're not actively volunteering, if somebody's asking questions on where to go, you probably know the answers. So we just ask that you be an ambassador even when you're spectating. So that's really exciting, because you don't need a ticket. You can utilize your credential for when you're not on shift.
Right. And, you know, some people may have that question, wait, I have to pay to be a volunteer? But you just heard all of the great perks, and the value of that is many times over as far as what you put in. I guess I'd say you're investing into your volunteerism and into the community and doing something like this. But yeah, like you said, the value of all the other stuff that you get along with this is way more than that. And it's something that is a very sought after thing. Like you said, spots are filling up fast. So we can't just wait until, oh, it's 2 weeks before the tournament. I'm sure there's a volunteer opportunity available. This is something we should do rather soon, right?
Yes, I would say that we already have some committees that are filling up. Some of them are already full. So the sooner you can get your registration in, the more opportunity that you're going to have to find the committee that you want to be on. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting thing for people who haven't been with our championship to hear that there is a volunteer registration fee for the uniform package. But like you said, we think it's very comparable to all of the benefits that you receive in that package. And yeah, it really does give back to the local community, not only helping with this championship, but this championship gives back to the local community, Benton Harbor, St. Joe, all the surrounding areas. So it really is comparable to what it is.
I 100% agree. That is something that is a huge thing for our community. And that's the thing is not just the fact that a tournament comes by every other year. So people that are maybe new to the area and realize, oh, well, there's this golf tournament, and people that are in the community, they know how much bigger of a thing it actually is and how it helps the surrounding businesses and the other community organizations. I know the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship regularly looks out and seeks out, nonprofit organizations that they can give back to and also volunteer for and do things like that on a regular basis, not just every other year, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we plan 2 years out for every event. So we've been here since 2010 is when our office first opened here. We're always looking to give back to the community, especially with the cancellation of 2020. A lot of revenue was lost for our local city. So we're excited to bring it back in 22 and really help with the economy of Southwest Michigan and making sure that we highlight and showcase all the local businesses that people come to see. Not, they're coming to see the championship and professional golf, and that's great, but it's also, we want to make sure our local community is involved and also highlighted.
Absolutely. And you do so many great things with that throughout the tournament and throughout the year. So if we want to go and volunteer and learn more about any of that information and sign up, because like we said, you should probably do that sooner rather than later. So that especially you can get on those committees that you're looking for to be a part of. So Danielle, where do we go to sign up for that?
Yeah, definitely. So you'll want to go to srpgachampionship.com. /attend/2022. That would be the easiest place to go, but you also can give us a call here at the office, which is 269-487-3200, or you can email me directly, which is dwooding@pgahq.com. So the easiest for all of that, our offices are still closed to the public just due to COVID. However, we are scheduling private appointments. So just call ahead to make sure that we can get a private appointment scheduled with you, and we'll be happy to do it in person too.
Wonderful. Well, great to know, and hard to believe, less than a year away.
I know it's going to come, well, especially for me, but it's going to come faster than everybody thinks. So I'm very excited to have everybody come back and reunite after this 4 year gap that we've had now.
Absolutely. Well, go and get your volunteer in or get signed up. Danielle Wooding from the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, thank you so much for everything you do to coordinate all of these volunteers and do all that. I know that's a lot of work, but thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to chat with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And I look forward to see your volunteer registration come through too.
I'll let you know about that. It's in the mail.
Oh, good.
No, I'm kidding. But no, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.